আলহামদুলিল্লাহি রাব্বিল আলামিন ওয়াস সালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আমবিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন সাইয়্যিদিনা ওয়া মাওলানা মুহাম্মদ ওয়া আলা আলিহি ওয়া সাহবিহি আজমাইন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম আসসালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ আসসালাতু ওয়াস সালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরুল্লাহ رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله start your day with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all praises belong to Allah azza wa jal our sustainer provider cherisher and nourisher the master of the day of judgment the owner initiator and creator of everything that exists we send peace and blessings upon nabi akram noor e mujassam shah e bani adam the peace of our hearts and mind the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara we send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan listen to this beautiful hadith of the holy rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a book called al-qawlul badi' the holy rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed his companions and said allahu akbar There is an angel of Allah Azza wa Jal that has one arm in the east and the other arm in the west. Allahu Akbar. When someone recites salat upon me, then this angel dives into a river. And from every drop of water that falls from its wings, Allah Azza wa Jalla creates one angel. Yes, one angel from every single drop of water that falls from its arm. And those angels make istighfar to seek forgiveness on behalf of the one who recited Durood-e Pak until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. So until the day of Qiyamah, he would have angels seeking forgiveness on his behalf. Subhanallah, how fortunate are those individuals who have angels supplicating for them, making du'a-i maghfirat for them. May Allah Azza wa Jalla answer the supplications of the angels and for their sake may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon our sins dear viewers of Madani channel. Thumma alhamdulillah, let's recite abundance of Durood-e Pak inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Let's listen and watch this beautiful Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله
آپ کی نسبت انانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت انانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت انانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت انانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت انانا اے حسین بڑی دولت انانا اے حسین یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی غم تمہارا چین لے لے کی نہ دے دے دو یہ راحت انانا اے حسین اب مدینے میں فرقت اے نانا اے حسین آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین میں مدینے کا مسافر اب بنوں کیجئے رحمت کی بشارت دیجئے، کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین، آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین،
ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین،
یا نبی میرے آقا یا نبی، اپنا غم اور چشم نم دے دیجئے، کیجئے رحمت نانا اے حسین، عشق میں آہے برو روتا رہوں، کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین،
آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین، ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین،
دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین، اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین، یا رسول اللہ
نسبت اے نانا اے حسین، ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین،
دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین، اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین، دعوت اسلامی والوں پر صدا، کیجئے رحمت اے نانا اے حسین، ہر ولی کا واسطہ اے نانا اے حسین،
آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین، ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین،
دور کر فرقت اے نانا اے حسین، اپنی دے قربت اے نانا اے حسین، آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین،
ہے بڑی دولت اے نانا اے حسین،
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، آپ کی نسبت اے نانا اے حسین، سبحان اللہ، دس از دا نسبہ اینڈ کنیکشن ود دا ہولی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. We as Muslims, we as devotees and lovers of the most beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam need to strengthen this rishta, this ta'alluq, this nisbat, this connection with the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the way one can strengthen this is by following the footsteps, following the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the habit, dear viewers, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, coming back to our discussion for this morning, and now the actual topic starts and begins from here, inshallah. Remember, we have some Madani pearls that we are going to be taking in between the program. It needs to be a very interactive program, inshallah. Now we move on to the first question for this program. Remember, this session and muzakira, the Madani muzakira of Da'wat Islami, takes place in Karachi, Pakistan. We have hundreds and thousands of Islamic brothers, alhamdulillah, attend this ijtima' and gathering from over so many years, subhanallah, and people learn Islamic, they learn their deen, and so many questions are asked and answered in that session. So alhamdulillah, it's broadcasted on the social media, it's also watched via television, live broadcast, alhamdulillah, and now these are the questions which were asked there and the answers given by His Eminence Amir-e Ahle Sunnat Damodar Khatamul Aliyah. A question I had then asked, does a person's soul die at the time of death? Does a person's soul die at the time of death? So does the soul also experience death? So the answer given is, a person's soul does not die at the time of death. Rather, it leaves the body. Death refers to the separation of the soul from the body. Allahu Akbar. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madani channel, subhanallah, in alam-e barzakh, the souls and arwah, the spirits and ruh, they move around, they rover around, and they observe the condition and the happenings of the earth, of the world. They also observe the situations of the angels. Some souls are under the arsh, and some are moving around in Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Some souls are in Jannah, while some souls are under the arsh. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the soul is alive, there are souls which are in paradise. The very pious and nek spirits and souls are by the well of Zamzam. Some are on the first heaven, some are on the second heaven, first, third and fourth and so on and so forth, dear viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah. Another question had asked, if a hen starts to utter the adhan, can we eat its egg and meat? The answer is, it is permissible to eat its eggs and have the meat of the chicken of the hen that utters the adhan. In fact, some people consider such hens to be unlucky and slaughter them, whereas considering them to be ill omen is a superstition. And this is being superstitious, and being superstition in Islam has no place, dear viewers of Madani channel. So there are some people who do not like this. They regard this to be some sort of ill omen, that agar we eat the chicken meat or its eggs at the time of it giving the adhan, then some bad luck will come and haunt us. We would lose out some cash and money. Something wrong would happen in our lives. It's going to be a bad luck day or a bad luck year or a month or whatever the case may be. This is being ill omen. The answer to the question is, there's no such thing, right? If it called out the adhan and you have eaten its eggs and meat, nothing is going to happen to you at all, inshallah azza wa jalla. So one shouldn't think like this. There are people who have ill omen about numbers, like the number 13 in many countries in their left, as well as in the hospital bed. They don't have this number. This number does not exist, because they have this number as ill omen, being superstition about the number itself. And furthermore, dear viewers, some people are superstitious about a black cat passing them, whilst others are superstitious about seeing a blind man in the early part of the morning. People have their own ideas and ideologies about many concepts which have no place in Islam whatsoever. So if this is the case, the answer to it is no. Yes, you can have the meat of the chicken and have its eggs, even if it calls out the adhan. The third question for this day, subhanAllah, look at how educational and how beneficial this is. The questioner had asked, during a funeral prayer, should the salam be performed when unfolding the hands, or can it be done with the hands remaining folded? So when should one actually make salam at the time of janazah? So janazah salah, subhanallah, firstly, dear viewers, let me make this very clear. You should get your hands on a book called Laws of Salah for Islamic brothers and for Islamic sisters as well, subhanallah. It's very, very informative, very beneficial. Remember, this is farz ulum. Namaz is farz upon you, and the ilm and knowledge of salah itself is also obligatory and farz upon every Muslim male and female. So get your hands on this book called Laws of Salah. It's simplified and made so easier for you to understand all the conditions and fara'id and wajibat, mustahabbat, the sunan, different cases of salah, of fasting, of wudu, of ghusl. So many different aspects are covered here, dear viewers. Even the chapter of adhan is also in this book. You should get your hands on this book, subhanallah, called Laws of Salah. There is a chapter about funeral salah as well. How should the funeral salah be performed? Trust me, dear viewers, out there, for there are many people, so many people that perform the janazah salah incorrectly. The question had asked whether the hand should be folded and then one should make salam, or should the hand be unfolded at the time of making salam. The answer given is, during a funeral prayer, salam should be performed after the hands are unfolded. Salam should be performed after the hands are unfolded. So that is to say, when the imam performs the first takbir and says Allahu Akbar, and the other musallis in a very low pitch will also say Allahu Akbar after the imam. And when the imam says Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, when he begins to make the first salam, the moment he says Assalamu alaikum, that's the time when both the hands will be unfolded. Subhanallah, may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the ability to understand and perform the correct janaza salah for the deceased. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla make the stages easy for all marhumin. Let's prepare for that day, for that moment, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Let's prepare for that waqt when it will be our last moments. You know this moments that you have in your life to say Subhanallah, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. We have neglected these moments. We have wasted these moments of our lives. Though they are so precious and so important, for when our souls are seized, we wouldn't be given the chance to even say Subhanallah, MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. So often keep yourself busy making zikr or askar. Often keep your tongues moist by the zikr with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, and brighten your grave. Illuminate your qabr, the place where you are to be buried. Make it fragrant and illuminated by the zikr that you make in this world, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. One more question and thereafter we'll move on. Can an individual who performs wudu after eating pickle with its smell remaining in the mouth enter the masjid? Allahu Akbar. A person who performs wudu and then he eats pickle, can he enter the masjid after eating pickle? A pickle ko English mein pickle hi kehte hain aur Urdu mein ise achar kehte hain. We are speaking about achar. Some people love their meals with achar, with mango pickle, with carrot pickle, with any type of pickle eaten and consumed as a sideline or for flavor in the food or to spice the food a little more. So this is mainly known in the Indo-Pak, known as achar, whereas in the world it's famous as pickle as well. Of course, different names in different countries. However, dear viewers of Madani Channel, can a person eat this and go into the masjid? The answer to this is, it is not prohibited for there to be a pleasant smell in the masjid. Rather, it is a good thing. It's always good to have good smell and pleasant smell in the masjid. So, the summary of what's mentioned as Amir Ahl Sunnah had given a beautiful reply and answer to this question, Allahu Akbar, is that every type of pickle is not the same. There could be some sort of pickle that has garlic. So if it gives out a bad smell, then one should decide for himself before he enters the masjid whether the smell is good or not. And if it's good to him but bad to others, then one should take notice of this. Because if it's a bad smell, he will notice it. He needs to take a smell and take notice of his own breath before he enters the masjid. So, zara khud ek martaba check kar lein ki kya isme koi boo hai? Is there any smell? Is there any bad odor that's coming out of my mouth? And if it's emitting from my mouth, then I should gargle my mouth, rinse my mouth, use some fragrances to gargle my mouth and thereafter enter the masjid. It is to give harm and trouble to the angels of Allah Azza wa Jalla that are in the masjid. When a person goes into the masjid with a bad breath, and many people who are cigarette smokers, right, would enter the masjid without gargling their mouth, Allahu Akbar. And sometimes after smoking, people who smoke, people that eat onions and eat stuff that are very strong, without gargling their mouth, go to the masjid, would normally burp, and at times, it's very, very unethical, should I say, for people to enter the masjid in that way, for it is even not allowed from an Islamic point of view for a Muslim to do that. But from a respected point of view, people that burp in the first and second rows of the masjid cause some sort of difficulty to even the musallis and other prayer performers that come to the masjid. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should be very, very much considerate about this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to read our salah ba jama'at in his house in the masjid and earn sabab abundance, but together with that maybe also learn the adab and respect for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabi Allah. Yes, we do have more questions that we are going to be asking, but remember, right now we are going to go for our Madani Pearl session. We're going to be learning some Madani Pearls, so stay tuned with us. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
We live in a society, we live in a time where wealth is abundant, and it's not like the previous ages where people were not able to show and highlight their riches, their mansions, their cars to people. There was no social media. But now everybody is seen putting their cars on their social media statuses, showing people the money they've got, and the luxury life that they're living. But obviously, for someone who doesn't have that much, who is struggling financially, it can dishearten him. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us a cure for this. The Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam said that look at those who are less privileged than you. Inshallah, when you do this, you'll be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, those people who do this, who parade everything, they show everything on social media, they should learn a lesson. What is the intention behind showing their wealth? What is the intention behind showing their riches, their cars, their mansions? What are they trying to get out of it? Is it so that the creation praises them? Then this will never happen. Because if you do things for the creation, then it will backfire. If you do things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will place your love in the hearts of people. So this is very, very important. It works both ways. The person who is showing it off or is being ostentatious, he needs to learn a lesson. And the person who is observing his posts, his status, etc., he needs to make sure that he's not falling into jealousy, for example. He should always think about those who are less privileged. And there is a concept in Islam called ribba. That's a positive type of envy, where you see somebody with a blessing, you don't desire for him to lose it, but you also want the same for yourself, and you pray for such. So, these are the things that we need to focus on if we want to rectify and purify our heart.
Rectifying of one's heart, ji haan, qalb ko saaf karna chahiye, we should cleanse our heart and spirit. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub is the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that if one is looking for satisfaction, tranquility, happiness, sukoon of the heart, it is in the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Jiha, it is in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Badshah and the king of the body. If this is correct, then everything else is correct. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, we say shukran to the brother, mashallah. We have heard these Madani pearls, and gosh, we, Allah Azza wa Jalla, grants us the ability to practice upon these points, right? Dear viewers of Madani channel, today we have found Islam on a golden plate. All we need to do is follow the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallam. Be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla and his beloved Habib Sallam. This is the demand of a Muslim, that he is obedient to his master. There are do's and don'ts, because this world is a world of tests. No believer is allowed to give his heart out to the world, because the Quran had said, do not let the life of this world deceive you. Don't let the luxuries and the comfort of this world keep you so comfortable that you become negligent and irresponsible. As a Muslim, you become negligent from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Don't let this happen. Rather use this world, but don't give this world your heart. And become only of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Become his true obedient servant, dear viewers of Madani channel. And trust me, this world will come to your feet. Everything will come to you if you leave this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. We have a beautiful role model to follow, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, he is the messenger of Allah azza wa jalla. There is no shortcomings in the life of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is beautiful and fragrant seerah. Yes, his beautiful and fragrant biography is present there, dear viewers. Go through it, read it, be enlightened, and be in love with the style, with the andaz, with the habits, with the talk, with the ideas of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be so much impressed by his ways and habits that you should implement that in your life as well, and teach your children as well. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the true and hakiki love of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabiullah. Everything belongs to him. Yes, everything is for the Holy Rasul, and that is why we always emphasize and we work on those aspects that could link us and connect us to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should leave no stone unturned, dear viewers. Everything is for him and for his pleasure and for his sake. Even our being and our existence is because of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, in his beautiful, world-renowned and famous poetry, he says,
زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے مکین و مکان تمہارے لیے چنین و چنا تمہارے لیے بنے دو جہاں تمہارے لیے دغل میں زبان تمہارے لیے بدن میں ہے جان تمہارے لیے آقا دغل میں زبان تمہارے لیے بدن میں ہے جان تمہارے لیے ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے آقا ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر. We have come for him. Everything is for his sake, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Kaash, we could learn and understand the importance of loving him and being devoted and being honest and obedient towards the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a follower and ummati. Let's move on. Subhanallah, a very important question had been asked. I wouldn't say it is very indeed important. We should make note of these questions and the answers to this question so that if anyone had asked us or if ever we were in a situation, we would know the correct answer. This is a question that I was asked myself as well some time back. Does reciting the Holy Quran after Salatul Asr weaken one's memory? Agar koi tilawat-e Quran paak namaz-e Asr ki baat karega, to kya will this weaken his zehn, his memory? The answer to this is absolutely not. Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Fuyuzuhum has mentioned, however, after the starting of makruh time, which is 20 minutes before sunset, after the time has begun, meaning 20 minutes before sunset, it is better to discontinue the recitation of the Holy Quran Park. It is better to discontinue reciting the Holy Quran Park and to engage in dhikr and engage in reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The reference of this is also in Bahari Shariat, volume number 1. It was also discussed during the Madani Mudhakira in the presence of ulama, scholars, muftiyani kiram, subhanallah. So you should not discontinue the dhikr of Allah azza wa jalla. Even Quran Pak is also ibadat. Reciting the Quran is making ibadat, and even making dhikr of Allah azza wa jalla and reciting durood upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also a form of worship and ibadat. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's nothing wrong in doing this. However, it's better to do this. However, if somebody doesn't do it, so you cannot say he is a sinner. Because the question was, does reciting the Holy Quran Park after Salatul Asr weaken the memory? The answer is no. A person's memory will not become weak if he had recited the Holy Quran Park even till Maghrib. But it's better for him to engage in dhikr and in reciting the Rudi Park. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make these questions easy for us and that we understand. Our deen is so beautiful. Another question had asked, is it allowed to pay the expenses of the umrah performed by the wife instead of paying her mahar? So if a person is getting married, instead of giving her dowry, can the dowry and mahar be used to go for the umrah, for performing umrah and the expenses for the umrah, such as using it for the ticket or for the food, expenses for your stay in the hotel or wherever you may be, using it towards your journey towards umrah, is this possible? Is this permissible? Is it allowed? The answer is, if the wife is agreed on performing umrah in this way instead of receiving the amount of mahar in cash, if the wife has agreed towards this, if she has accepted this offer and said, okay, fine, don't give me the dowry, the mahar at the time of nikah, but rather regard my journey to umrah as my mahar, it is allowed. Then this is allowed. if she accepts, if she agrees upon this, for her mahar to be used in the form of an umrah ticket, or for using towards the expenses of umrah, whatever the case may be, it is only allowed after her consent. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless our viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are some questions that we asked, and we have given the answers to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all the efforts made and read. Alhamdulillah. Now, as we come towards the end of the program and the silsila, we were taking a last question, and maybe this is also something very important for us to know. We all are stuck between worries, problems, adversities, calamities, different levels of problems. Many people have committed suicide because of stress and problems, facing anxiety and so on and so forth. Look, a questioner had asked, please tell me any such wazifa that eases every problem, making me steadfast in salah and causing me to remain happy at all times. Can I not receive any such wazifa that would keep me always happy? Har insaan ye chahta hai ki wo khush rahe. Which human being does not want and does not desire to be happy? Bas har banda ye chahta hai ki hum khush rahe, hum khushhal rahe, stress na mile, tension na aaye, din acche se guzar jaye. Lekin the same day comes with sad news to millions of people, and the same night comes with sadness to millions of people, or happiness for millions of people throughout the world. Yahi din is a sad news to hundreds of people globally, and the same day which could be a happy news for you is a sad day for somebody else. Vice versa. Don't give your heart out to the world. Don't give your life and your heart out to the dunya, dear viewers of Madani Channel. So, the answer to this is, with regards to the dunya, you want to be happier, you want to live a happy and prosperous life, the answer is, keep reciting durood. Keep reciting salat upon the most beloved and exalted Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance. Allah willing, all the problems will be resolved by the blessings and virtues of reciting the Quran. Subhanallah. Now, this is one of the reasons why every morning we mention a virtue of reciting the Quran. Why do we start our program with durood? And why do we end with durood? It's because, subhanallah, there are blessings within it. There are blessings in it. It's only that we aren't making the time to recite the Durood-e Pak and take the blessings from it. Allahu Akbar. So form the habit, inshallah, Zawajalla, all the time. Try and complete over 313 times on a daily basis. And if you can do this and you succeed in doing this, your name will be on the list of those who abundantly recite the Durood upon the most exalted creation, our beloved Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ilahi har jagah teri ata ka saath ho, jab pade mushkil shahe, mushkil kusha ka saath ho. Ya ilahi garmiye mahshar se jab bharke badan, damane mahboob ki thandi thandi hawa ka saath ho. Ya ilahi, ya ilahi, ya ilahi, jo duaye nek hum tujhse kare, qudsiyon ke lab se, aamin rabbana ka saath ho. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, we now sign off reminding you that our Madani Maqsad in this beautiful organization is very simple and quite clear, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.